Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
Our excerpt goes as follows. Man is born with the will to receive, and he wants to correct it in order to bestow. But as it knows, it's against nature, and there is only one counsel, that by the light of Torah, can he invert it and make it in order to bestow. Therefore, those people engaged in Torah, not necessarily in order to know all the judgments and laws and how to keep the mitzvot, but they have another exalted law. They study Torah in order to purify the heart, and they are called wise at heart. Therefore, those that study Torah with this intention are called wise at heart and not wise in mind, because they need the Torah for the correction of the heart. Our question, the question for our workshop is, how can we now hear the lesson through the heart and not through the mind? How can we study correctly?
First of all, yesterday we had a very special lesson on the subject of the zero and how a person has to divide into two parts. And then it continued through a very special day where we had the daily assignment of engaging with the source texts. And what was special is that we all did the same thing, the same assignment, in heart and mind. And that's what we need to continue doing in this lesson, and to see what more efforts, what further efforts we can make to break the walls between us and to listen to the lesson from one place with the lack that we form throughout the day and from that single ear.
Yeah, I have the same feeling that studying through the heart is that we focus on that upper part, the point in the heart, and everything that's below it, we put it aside. And really, all day long, yesterday, it was felt that it's in the air. You like didn't have to make an effort. You're just in that point of choice to choose this or that part. And the group effort was so powerful that no matter where you were, you could take part in it. So we have to create that field between us as well.
Yes, yesterday throughout the whole day, the whole world Kli made the same effort. They made the same effort at that point, trying to feel what we learned in the lesson, that point of the absolute zero. And it focused for us the need for a avut. As a person cannot be in that state of absolute zero, thinking only about what's good for the Creator rather than himself, without being integrated into a society, into the system of avut. And so we can build the system of avut. And to keep revitalizing it every time, renewing it, and listening to the lesson through that. It's called listening to the lesson through the heart.
Yeah, joining the friends' gratitude for the preparation that we had since the previous one, and what we sang during the opening song was that we should rejoice yearning for the Creator.
Learning from the hearts, it's learning from connection. We want to see how through love's words and the text we can connect even more. And that's the purpose of that listening, of that actualization, how to do it in connection. And not what we understand, what we get from it, but only how do we connect further.
To learn through the heart, for that one has to devote himself to the articles written by our teachers, to devote himself to what our teacher is telling us, to devote ourselves to each other, and to let the heart soften our heart in order for us to be able to hear through it.
Yes, the heart is a lack. If I have a lack and a feeling of needing change, I feel then that the Kabbalists have something to give me, and they know how to direct me. So I also want to experience the lesson through the heart. It comes from a place of urgency, of need, of yearning. So we have to help each other. We simply have to help each other feel that lack, to feel that the Kabbalists have the solution, to do whatever is necessary for all the friends to feel that envy.
To study together, to try to hear everything that Rav says or that the reader reads, and to be in this intention for the friend's ears to be open. And out of this small inclination, from it comes the ability to reach equivalence of form and to allow the light to work through us.
Yes, I really connect with what Shai said, that being that the study is through connection. And also to tie to the subject of the Absolute Zero, it's felt that the lower half, the half that we restrict, that's only the beginning of the building of the proper heart with which we can turn to the friend, to the friends, and with which we can relate to reality. And only through that do we belong to the truth, that the Creator is good and benevolent. Each one comes out of the cares and worries about himself and cares only about the connection. If we stay here in this lesson caring only about the connection between us, then I'm certain we'll hear something else, something new. We'll hear what needs to be heard in the best way possible. So in the time we have, let's try to figure out what prayer we can turn to the Creator with, and how to continue our preparation. So with what one prayer can we enter the lesson now?
Were it all about asking to have one mind, one heart, then maybe what is a prayer to hear the lesson as one mind, one heart?
That will have the strength to keep our friends focused on the Kabbalist and to truly be in connection, adhering to the upper half rather than the lower half, and to understand our obligations towards one another, meaning that each one regards his friend rather than himself.
Yeah, and by each of us keeping the others, we allow the Creator to do what he wants to do. We want to agree to it in advance and for him to correctly work with us.
We need to pray for one another, pray for all the friends in the world, Kli, and to just remain in that same special sensation we experienced yesterday, that same thought, the point of adhesion.
I have to be attentive to the friends' prayers for this to be in our heart.
Yes, to take this common prayer, which is always zeroed in towards our connection, we need to ask the Creator to connect us and to correct. That's what we're looking for. The ego keeps showing us disconnection, and we together pray for connection.
Common prayer. Like the friend said, or we simply keep our connection, that we're inspired by each other.
That
the friends will have the strength to open their hearts even more, and to be a vessel for what the Rav wants to provide us with.
Yeah, that will go into the lesson as one heart. And even if we can't, then at least that will come out as one heart. Manuin and heart.
Perhaps I'll read the excerpt again. From what is Torah and labor in the work of the Lord. Person is born with the will to receive and wants to correct it in order to bestow, and it is known that this is against nature. There is only one counsel for him. Only by the light of Torah can he invert it to be in order to bestow. Therefore, those people who engage in the Torah, not necessarily in order to know the laws and regulations, to know how to observe the commandments, but rather they have a lofty, exalted role. They study the Torah in order to correct the heart, and they are called wise of heart.
Yes.